Actually, they have figured out, science has, that there's 150 symptoms ranging from mood swings to weight gain to acne. And the symptoms vary from woman to woman, of course, and from cycle to cycle. For some women, the symptom may be mild or moderate, and for others, it might be so severe that it might be incapacitating. And, you know, that's the way that Satan is. You know, when he gives you a case of PMS, and you say, well, what's Satan got to do with PMS? Well, we're going to get into that just a little bit later and prove that he brought it on. And if you're suffering from mood-related affective symptoms like depression, sadness, anxiety, anger, irritability, frequent and severe mood swings, you have a mental process, cognitive symptom, decreased concentration, indecision, pain, headache, migraines, breast tenderness, joint and muscle pain, nervous symptom in the system, insomnia, hyperinsomnia, anorexic, loss of appetite, of course, food cravings, swinging from back and forth, fatigue, agitation. Oh my gosh. You're not sure that Pastor Buddy that only females suffer from this? Well, I'm going to prove to you that males suffer PMS also. And it was brought about by that seductor. We're going to talk about him. Changing your sex drive, clumsiness, dizziness, gastrointestinal symptoms, nausea, diarrhea, fluid, an electrolyte system, bloating, weight gain, reduced urination, palpitations, rapid fluttering of the heart, sweating, skin symptoms like acne, oily skin, greasy or dry hair, and that's just a few of them. I could go on with 150 more of them, and surprisingly, you know, man suffers from PMS. Now, I'm going to change from the female symptom of PMS and give you the real reason of PMS. Everybody's got it. And it's physical and mental and spiritual seduction by the powers of evil. Now, let me repeat that. PMS, physical, mental, and spiritual seduction by Satan. We all suffer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to prove it to you. And, of course, the word seduce, it's a transitive verb. It's inflected, means seduced or seducing. Etymology is Latin, seducere, from Latin to lead away, from set apart. I didn't know that. I just look up the word seduce, and you know, listen to this now. Let me get it to you again. Seducere, it's a Latin word, it means to lead away from set apart. Ducere, to lead, to tow, to persuade, to disobedience or disloyalty, to lead astray, usually by persuasion of false promises, to carry out the physical seduction of or to entice to sexual intercourse. To attract. Seducer is a noun. a noun came down to a verb, basically. The seducer, the noun, came down to the verb to seduce and gave us all a bad case of PMS, physical, mental, and spiritual seduction. Now, what really happened, ladies and gentlemen, in the garden, we're going to begin a series for you and go into it. And I've been reading out of the book of Enoch, and it just stirred my spirit to say this little quote for you and quote it for you in case that you've never read The Secrets of Enoch. It's in the 31st chapter in the 5th verse. And a lot of people, I believe, should read the book of Enoch. It might give you a more realistic event of what happened in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3. And it might make you more aware of what happened back there to let you know why that you're suffering from these mood-related symptoms of depression, sadness, anxiety, anger, irritability, and mood swings. Everybody's got them. Now, the female was the first one to suffer from PMS. I'll have to admit that. The male got it later because he hearkened unto the voice of the female. And when he done that, the Bible says that, now, Yahweh didn't curse the man, but there was a seed placed upon Eve and her transgression, and it was death to her offspring. Now, she was given the command to be fruitful and multiply, and to replenish means to replace something that already exists. So that leads me to think that maybe we've been around before. Nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. That's a proven fact in scriptural translations. And it goes much deeper than what basically the seducer would like you to believe. The seducer wanted to make you believe that when your eyes would open that you would become a god. Now that's just exactly opposite of the truth. In reality, we were a god. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about. Satan said to David, you do this, Eve, your eyes will be open and you'll know that you are a god. Or you can become god. Basically is what he said. You'll know good and evil. Well, she didn't know the consequences, and now she's suffering from PMS. And here comes Adam, and he hearkened to the voice of Eve, and now he's got PMS. Because he himself, through her, and she had been induced and seduced by Satan, and we're going to examine him and what he's meant to be. Notice what the Secrets of Enoch said in 31:5, and then you'll understand the gestalt that I'm fixing to lay for you. And the message I'm fixing to give you, and you're going to learn something in the next 3 hours, if you can see fit to listen to me tonight and tomorrow night. By the way, Yahweh willing, we'll be doing that live from Hallelujah Acres. And we're looking forward to that. And then Monday night, we will be at Hallelujah Acres, by the way, and we'll do that. And we just might do a whole series of events on this the subject of PMS, spiritual PMS, the physical and the mental and the spiritual seduction of the woman. Now, how did that go? Well, he first, before he physically seduced her, and you say, oh, well, he didn't do that. But listen here. Listen to what Enoch says. Satan understood his condemnation and the sin which he had sinned before. Therefore, he conceived a thought against Adam in such form that he entered, oh my, and seduced Eve, but did not touch Adam. Secrets of Enoch 31:5. He entered and seduced Eve. Now, how did he enter Eve? Well, he had to enter basically before the physical. He had to spiritually defile her, because she was a high Elohim spirit being. She was a god. Adam was a high Elohim spiritual god. And he had to be seduced from the spirit world. Now, the next step from the spirit, we're going to prove all three of those functions of the PMS cycle. Now, here we're looking at it from the earth, physical, mental, and spiritual PMS. But from Yahweh's vantage point, or the lofty position that Adam was in, and Eve, they were the spiritual gods. God is a spirit. St. John chapter 4, verse 24. And he seeks us to worship him, as I gave you that in the series of In Vain They Worship Me. Now, Satan wanted a vain worship, and he got it through spiritually seducing Eve to lure herself into the mental aspect of thinking. Now, before that, she didn't have to think. Everything was positioned from her spirit being to be. Everything was there that she needed to reproduce the sons of Yahweh through, from the heavenly spiritual realm into the mental and the physical position of the intentions of the Mighty One, Yahweh. He was the tree in the very center of the garden, along with the tree of life and death. Now, these two trees were there, as were the rest of the trees in the garden, according to Isaiah chapter 14, and according to Ezekiel chapter 28 and chapter 31. Those are the three primary chapters that we could review and we'll cite in the series here of PMS. You may have it and not even know it. You see, Satan is crafty. Eve didn't even realize that after the spiritual seduction, he came to her. And notice this. A two-fold cord is not easily broken. Satan knew that. He knew that the man being the head, or the strong one, that once Eve separated from Adam and started walking around and enjoying walking among the gods, basically the trees, and it's what we dream about. It was paradise. It was a place that we have been, well, we think about and we get depressed. You ever want to go to heaven or go back to paradise from which our ancestors came from? Mood related. Sadness, anxiety, anger. You ever get mad at the devil and want to tell him to go to hell? Frequent and severe mood swings. Yeah, you right now could possibly be suffering from PMS, from the seduction, craftiness of the serpent. He separated Eve from Adam, and he entered and seduced her. That's what Enoch 31:5 says. He entered and seduced Eve. Now, how did he enter her? First of all, he didn't have to enter in the spiritual realm. He was walking right there with her. She was a perfect match. She was right at home. All the other beings were there. You were there. I was there. We've been with him from the very foundation. Uh-oh, here I go now, getting too deep for you. I hope not. I pray for you. I pray for your understanding. I pray that you might know that you've passed from death unto life, and that you might have the abundant spiritual and the physical and mental ability to measure up to what actually happened in the garden. It's something, ladies and gentlemen, that needs to be put on the burner. I'm talking about the burner of revelation. You should make it a priority into your life. Now, I wrote an article several years ago, and we had it on our website, and it's now bookmarked, and I would like for you, it'll be posted, reposted up on the new website, oneyahweh.com. I'll try to post that up there, and maybe you could read it. And the name of it is the controlling factor. Something controlled us from the very word go. Something's controlling us right now to give us PMS. It's amazing how that these things happen to us. And in 31:5 of The Secret of Enoch, he conceived a thought against Adam. Now, how did he do that? Well, that was the mental aspect. He said, okay, now here we go here. Here is this beautiful woman, and that's her husband, Adam. I'm more mightier than they are. I know that they're just a little bit below me here, a little lower than I am, so that makes me superior. And he got to talking with Eve, and she must have been a vivacious, sensationalist in the eyes of Satan. I mean, he just fell head over heels in love with this beautiful woman. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to paint you a mental picture and a physical picture of Eve. I think that her hair was probably like electrical strands. I see it as a shimmering. It's so perfect that you know how a woman washes her hair and then she brushes it out. There's nothing so seductive about a beautiful woman, and they're all beautiful. I've never seen an ugly woman in my life, so help me Yahweh. And they some, their faces are stopping an 8-day clock, but they something about a woman. It's where man actually came from. And we desire the mother's breast. We envy it. We're fascinated with breast. And that's part of the PMS problem here. The tenderness of breast. We've got a tender spot in our spirit and in our physical mind for the breast of a woman. It's incredible. Nobody desires a man's breast. Matter of fact, he don't have any, or not supposed to have, unless he's feminine. And yet a lot of people today are growing, but men are becoming more feminine. And that's another whole message of what we got in our food and what's been deliberately put in there. Satan's pretty smart. If he can strip us of the testosterone that separates us from being a woman. It's a fine line between a male and a female. And Satan knew that. He also knew that if he could get her alone and talk with her, there might be some action. Now, he had in his mind to spiritually seduce her, to mentally seduce her, and to physically seduce her. Now, from the third dimension, which is our three letters there, and that represents the third dimension, it's the first one would be physical. Looking at it from the relationship of now where we're at, it was a PMS affair in level 1, level 2, and level 3 up, and it was an SMP coming down. Spiritual, mental, and physical. And Satan knew all of those things. Now, the woman probably just wasn't aware because the Bible says she's a weaker vessel. But I'm going to guarantee you one thing. If you think she's weak, you if you're a male and she's a beautiful woman, you'll see how weak you are when she wants to seduce you because she picked up some habits from the great seducer. Now, in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1, listen to me. Now, the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which Yahweh had made, and we know that the beast had hands, according to the Bible, and he could talk. Now, cow can't talk, that's a different beast. There's several types of beasts in the Bible. But this beast of the field, being compared to this beast of the field, by the way, Satan was head and shoulders, like Saul was head and shoulders above David. But the integrity of David was head and shoulders above the intentions of Saul, because he suffered from PMS. David, he suffered from some things, but not near as many things that I could get into by the description, the 150 descriptions of what PMS brings. I hate to get into the fact that Saul had some bad, his nervous system. No doubt he had headaches. And he had joint muscle pains. I mean, he went out there and slayed all he could slay, and yet David slayed 10 to his one. And the maidens, it made Saul mad because the maidens, that's a beautiful woman now, a maiden is a beautiful woman, and they just worshiped David. They sang songs when they had the military parades. Here comes Saul, he was the king. Well, here comes David, he was captain of the army. Well, they didn't look at Saul. Man, they flipped. They was mood-related. It was very effective. When David came down, you know, the Bible says that he pulled off his, he had to be a handsome specimen. The Bible said he was ruddy and pleasant to look at, had a countenance that was probably as effective as Eve's was in the garden. I want to get back to the effectiveness of her hair. It was long. And you know when a woman washes her hair and, like I say, brushes it out? You know what these represent in the spirit world? And we know this from Solomon. And we also know this from Samson. It's another case in point that Samson had a little case of PMS. he had mood swings. Yeah, he did. And that beautiful woman up there, she found out what his weakness was, just like the devil can find out what your weakness is, and he knows your strength point, and he also knows your weak points, and that's seduction. Be it mental, or be it spiritual, or be it physical, or be it the physical, the mental, and spiritual from this third dimension, looking up into heaven, the highest level is the spirit dimension. Now, if you're suffering from the sadness, anxiety, irritability, mood swings, decreased concentration, indecision, a headache, then sleeplessness. Man, I've been through it all. I've laid awake and prayed and fasted all night long. I seriously have. It's something to be affected with PMS. The physical and the mental and the spiritual seduction that we have to go through here because that Satan entered and seduced Eve. Not only did he seduce her, he entered her, according to Enoch 31:5. He entered. What did he enter with? First of all, he got in her head. And that's the highest order of man. If you look at the chakras, you've got seven of those, and seven is complete, and man is complete. And the lowest chakra, believe it or not, is the sex organ. So he used the lowest common denominator, because you see, she'd already had a desire, but it was psychological. She'd never had it stroked to the point that she would be seduced to give it up, and to give it up to somebody it didn't belong to. She knew that she was of Adam, and that she was a perfect specimen for Adam, a perfect wife, a virgin. Therefore, in a spiritual sense, she was perfect for Yahweh. Well, in a spiritual sense, this other being that was in the high Elohim, the company of mighty ones, she could have been perfect for him. And so by the seduction of this nervous system, mood-related, it brought something in her that caused her fluttering, palpitation, fluttering. The heart fluttered, and she started sweating. Well, that's one of the symptoms of PMS. She started sweating, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I just didn't know these." You see, Adam had never turned her on, let's say, let me put it so frankly and bluntly. Adam had never turned her on, because the time of being turned on was not yet for Adam. She had pricking and tingling sensations. You know, have you ever remembered your first case of puppy love, we call it? I can remember, man, I was so in love with this little girl, and I think I was in the first grade, and I can still remember it. She had blonde hair. She had beautiful blue eyes. And I would sit behind her, and I would twist her hair. It was beautiful, golden locks. And I would sit and pull her hair, and when I wanted to have her attention, I would just give it a little teasing yank. And she'd turn around and flutter them eyes, and my little heart would deputate. I felt a tingling and a pricking sensation. Mood-related, ladies and gentlemen, that's the symptom of PMS. It started young with me, probably did with you, your first case of puppy love. I felt my palms sweaty. Could I tell her that I would like to kiss her? Why do we want to kiss? Have you ever thought about a man and a woman and their lips touching? Where in the world did that ever come from? It's just like we want, when you're mad in love, you just want to, I mean, you just want to, well, we call it French kissing. You want to get inside that woman's mouth and You just want to eat her up. I mean, you could just eat her up. You love her so much. It's such a desire. And that fluttering, pricking, tingliness EMS. But what old Adam didn't know, he's fixing to get it too. And now we've all got PMS. You know, they say to sort of, if a woman's on her period, that she's got these 150 related symptoms of PMS that's characterized by, at least they've cataloged 150 that a woman can have. I believe a man's got 250. I mean, I believe that he is more suffering of the PMS than even a woman. Now, I know she bloats and she bleeds 12 times a year for the cleansing, the shedding, without the shedding of the blood. But all this is related to our sexual reproduction systems, and we're told not to have sex with a woman when she's on her period. That's what the Bible teaches. You ever wonder why? There's a thousand reasons. But the main reason is that when she, your maiden, when she is having her period, that she's purifying her body through the shedding of blood, and in a symbolic way, that's what the Messiah was suffering on the torture stake. He was suffering from PMS. He was physically mauled and battered. He was depressed. He was sad. He had anxiety. His mood swings. He had decreased concentration. He had headache. He had, his nervous system was, oh my, if you could just, I mean, the tingling was for the sin. And the senses that he felt, the sleeplessness. He'd been up all night long being tortured. The hyperinsomnia, sleep fled from him. He had a loss of appetite. Although he said, I thirst. We hunger and thirst for the love of a woman or the love of a man. And Satan knew that. That is placed naturally, genetically, in the characteristic makeup of the beings that were walking in the garden. And now we are offspring, mood-related, genetically connected to these things which are common. And the seductor conceived a fault against Adam in such form that he entered and seduced Eve, but did not touch Adam. You know why the Bible says that Adam was not touched? And I'll give you a plain explanation of the Apostle Paul, if you can have him for a prophet, for a witness to step up. He said Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being in the transgression, was seduced and entered by Satan. That's sin in the garden, ladies and gentlemen. Satan basically had sex with Eve. You say, oh God, I don't believe that for a moment. Well, let me project you 4,000 years into the future. At that point, approximately, give or take a few. And we have Mary, Miriam, in the Hebrew. She was probably a 14 to 16 year old virgin girl. And she was walking along, and the Bible said something happened to her. There was a shadow that stepped out of the shadows and overshadowed her. And when it was over, she was pregnant with child from a God. from the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Did he seduce her? She'd already been seduced. She was a byproduct, if you will, or an offspring product of her mother Eve. And she was having her period. She wasn't on her period, but she was having one. She had shed blood. And after she shed blood, she became fertile. That's why we call women that can have a lot of children fertile myrtles. Every time you look at them, you get pregnant. That's a fertile myrtle. That's genetic offspring. Miriam had the physical, mental, and spiritual characteristics of her mother, Eve, and she was suffering from PMS. She'd been espoused to her husband, Joseph, but they hadn't came together, just like Adam and Eve was espoused. And they hadn't come together, but she could have been violated. In this case, it wasn't Satan that violated her, it was Yahweh. He didn't touch Joseph, but he entered and seduced Miriam, and she conceived. Oh, you say, oh, Pastor Betty, you're so... God, I hate you so bad. You know why you hate me? Because you hate truth. You just like to keep on little gummy drops. And the things that you've been taught about, the apple and stuff like that, and keep it back there in the garden, keep it clean, and don't tell the truth. The real sin in the garden was a PMS affair. It was a physical, a mental, and a spiritual rape. And that's as plain as I can make it. And if you don't like that, well, I got some more for you. If you don't like that, you might as well get out of the kitchen right now, because we got a lot of cooking going on here. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. And he said to the woman, "Yea, hath God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Now, I would like to examine that word eat in Strong's number 398. And one of the definitions that could be applied, now it's in there, I didn't write it, I didn't make this up. Because if I give you the Strong's number 398 and you look it up and you look at one of the definitions, I've been giving you the definition of PMS. I give you 150, well, I gave you about maybe 30. Out of the 150, I could give you 150 and probably more. I think I could add a few more to that. And you women that have PMS, you could probably throw in a couple of more. And there's one thing about it, a woman is made to withstand pain. And it's an absolute scientific fact that a woman can bear much more pain than with a man, physically. Now, mentally, it's another matter. She's a weaker vessel right there in the mental thing. It don't mean that she ain't as smart as a man, because some women are twice as smart as men. But give or take, the mental process can break down quicker. A man can keep taking it. And Satan is a man, and he can keep on dishing it. And that's why the Bible said, "In vain they'll worship me," because they can't take the mental and the physical and the spiritual seduction, or they can't go through the PMS cycle to get to heaven. And you got to go through PMS to get there. You got to go through the physical and the mental and the spiritual seduction of the greatest deceiver and power that has ever been invented. I mean, he's more stronger than an atomic bomb. He can do it for you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, he's called a serpent. I'm going to give you the word for serpent. It's Strong's number 5175. Hebrew means a snake or to hiss. Listen, I'm going to go on now. I'm giving you definitions here. It's a primitive root, properly to hiss, that is, to whisper. Ah, I love you, darling. Oh, you're so beautiful. Your hair looks so glorious. Oh, God, I see you walk through the garden. I can't stand it. And Eve, she liked to hear those whispers. Sweet nothing. Ah, he whispered sweet nothing. A magic spell. To practice divination, to divine, to observe signs, to learn by experience, to diligently, to observe, to practice fortune-telling, or to take as an omen. All of those are descriptive forms of the reason we got PMS, ladies and gentlemen. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived as a weaker vessel was in a transgression. But then the woman started on the man. She said, oh, you ain't going to believe what I've got to whisper in your ear, Adam. And ain't a man alive can take the heat. When a very beautiful, and like I said, all women are beautiful, they got away with a man. When they seduce, when they brush that hair back, when they roll those beautiful eyes, and when you are just burning up, you've got those natural tendencies to reproduce. It's in you. And a woman is the recipient. You got to enter. There she is, so beautiful and so gorgeous, and you can't wait to have a little buddy running around, or a little Joe running around, a little Frank running around. But you better watch. You might have a little devil running around, and probably will. Yahweh uses the words symbolically in the scripture to mean people, both good and bad. And I'm going to give you an Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3 example. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh, and the day of vengeance of our mighty one Elohim, to control or to comfort, and all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he might be glorified. In other words, I've got the cure, Yahweh said, for your PMS. What was it? I want to preach good tidings. To take that depression from you. Did you know the Bible said, if you only have hope in this world, you're of all men most miserable? And if you don't know you've got a hope, or if you're guessing about it, and you're never sure, don't you think it's time to make your election and call sure? Preach good tidings. Man, he's going to cure your PMS. Your physical and your mental and spiritual seduction of Satan. I'm going to bind up the broken heart. I'm going to fix that broken heart. I'm going to give you liberty when Satan gave you death. I'm going to open the prison where he put you. The Bible said Yahweh wouldn't preach to the souls of them who were disobedient in the days of Noah. They were in a prison. There it's talking about, I've come to set the captive free. He did it when he died. A lot of people don't even know that. When I get in, I say, what are you talking about, man? I've never heard nothing like that before in all of my life. Well, I don't guess you have. I want to proclaim the acceptable year. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day Yahweh hath made. Oh my. Set the captive free. Brother Blake's song and his album, Bring in a Fire, Praise Yahweh. It's to cut out all of those PMS symptoms you've got, to set you free, to proclaim the acceptable year, to bring you out. the mourning sign. Oh, when you mourn, you've got PMS. To give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil for joy, for mourning, the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, that you might be called a tree of righteousness rather than a tree of evil. The planting of Yahweh, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61. And Yahweh quoted in Luke 4. Oh my. And a woman said to the serpent, we can eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahweh said that we shall not eat of it, neither shall we touch it, lest we die. The phrase fruit of the tree is Hebrews word number 6529. Puri. Fruit. In a wide sense. Listen. Hey, fruit. Produce. Of the ground. You know where we're taken from? The ground. What did she produce? A fruit. She had two apples. One good and one bad. You say, well, but she ain't an old apple. Well, if you want to say that she ate from the apple tree, then she had two apples. If you want to believe the truth, she was pregnant with two seeds, neither one of them belonging to Adam. She had one son from the evil tree and one son from the righteous tree, one son from Satan, the other son from Yahweh. The word serpent is Satan. The phrase, ye shall not surely die, is the first lie in the Bible. It was Satan, the serpent, that said this, and he is now known as the father of lies. Yahweh is known as the father of truth. And choose this day who you'll serve. Which one are you pregnant with? You're all suffering PMS. We're all suffering it. Yahweh knows that in the day that you lay with me, eat. Strong's number 398 is one of the definitions, is lay, L-A-Y, three-letter word in Hebrew. The translators, I don't know, maybe they just following what Yahweh wanted them. Maybe he wanted to hide this from the carnal mind, where you couldn't be mentally and physically and spiritually adapt to get it, because you've been sitting in the pews of a dead, plucked up 501(c) so long that all you have learned in your life is how to wrap Christmas presents. Oh, here I go again. Oh, mercy. Your eyes shall be opened. And the second lie was your eyes. And Satan is the author of that one. Your eyes will be opened. When Yahweh said, if your eye is single, the body is full of light. If you have two eyes and you see not. But blessed are the eyes of the good righteous, for they see. And cursed are the eyes of those who have eyes to see and can't see. Gosh, I got to get off of here. My time is almost come and gone. My heavens above, I'm just so carried away. Part two tomorrow night, the mental seduction. I'm going to get into it, and we're going to really look into the PMS factor. If you've got it tonight and you're suffering from it, you call Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you've got that mental seduction and you would like to be mentally and physically and spiritually endowed with the word of Yahweh, you got to be changed. As Brother Blake is singing here on Let It Burn on his album, if you'd like to have it, call Pastor Buddy. I'll see to it that Brother Blake will mail you a copy of his latest CD, Let It Burn. He's changing me. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. And I need your help if you would like to sponsor me. Send me your love offering in times I need you. We're in a battle here, praise Yahweh, and I'd love for you to get over your PMS. I'll be praying for you. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock around the world on WWRB 3.185. Yahweh bless you. I love you.